Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Happy Valentine's Day. This is episode number 26 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. And the title of this episode is True Love. We know that this week, many will celebrate Valentine's Day. And it's a day that is used to express love to those that are special to you. Although we know that biblically, the love of God that flows through us as Christians should be consistently expressed one to another, day in, day out, and moment by moment. The other thing that we realize also is that the love that God produces in us and through us is in total contrast to the love that is expressed in the world through human beings. So what I would like to do in this episode is to just put us in remembrance of the love that God says is available to flow to us and through us to others. And so I'll put us in remembrance by reading some various scriptures. And as I read these scriptures, just take that inventory and see whether you're operating in true love or just a superficial love that comes from the world. All right, here we go. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 states, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." Now, as I go through this, and you take an inventory, don't turn the podcast off because you don't want to feel guilty. That's not my whole purpose here. It's not to make us feel guilty. Maybe it's to help us to know how to pray and ask God to develop His true love within us even all the more. All right? So this is not to put you on a guilt trip. It's just to encourage you and to help you to know maybe how to pray more specifically for yourself and maybe for others in your life. So, okay, I read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Now, the virtues that are listed in this passage are produced by God's indwelling spirit, and they're never produced by any just human effort. Really, when you think about the word fruit here, notice that it's singular and it's not plural. And it says the fruit of the Spirit is love. When you look at your passage of scripture, hopefully the word spirit is capitalized because the word spirit is in reference to the Holy Spirit, which is a part of the Trinity. And so it's God Himself that produces this love. And so the fruit of the Spirit, or God, is love. Now, love is listed first, and it's the umbrella or the basis for all the other things that are listed after it. They do not function apart from love. And really, this fruit is the life of Christ lived out in the believer. And so that's the basic way of thinking about this love, is that it's really Christ living out in each believer. Okay, now as I list the different virtues, just think about whether these are operating in your life. Love. Now, love is what God is. It's self-sacrificing. Then, joy. Joy is contentment and satisfaction with God and with what God has allowed. Peace. Peace is harmonious relationship with God that overflows to others. Then patience. Patience is long-suffering. It's self-restraint, and it's having a long endurance when offended. Kindness. Kindness is an unselfish spirit of doing for others or being benevolent. Goodness. Goodness is doing to others even when it's not deserved. Faithfulness. Faithfulness is being trustworthy and reliable. Gentleness. Gentleness is being considerate of others. Self-control. Self-control is to restrain fleshly impulses. That's self-control. And then remember what it says in Galatians chapter 5. There is no law against these things. So as you live under the control of the Spirit, He will produce these Christ-like characteristics in you. As you abide in Christ and His Word abides in you, you will bear this fruit. Okay, now let's go on to another passage. How are you doing so far? I hope you're not feeling guilty or condemned. This is just to spur you on into further growth in Christ. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. And this is what it states. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Okay, so now, since God has chosen us to be holy people that He loves, what do we need to clothe ourselves with in regards to this scripture? Well, tender-hearted mercy. And what is tender-hearted mercy? It's a heart of compassion. Then, the next, kindness. Kindness is an unselfish spirit of doing for others. Then, humility. Humility is the absence of pride, ability to esteem others better than yourself. And then, gentleness. Gentleness is meekness, and it doesn't mean weakness, but strength under control. Then, patience. Patience is self-restraint and long endurance when offended. So we understand that we make allowance for each other's faults, and we forgive anyone who offends us. Remember that the Lord has forgiven us, and so we need to forgive others. And above all, we need to clothe ourselves with love, because that binds us all together in perfect harmony. Okay, now that was the second list. Let's do one more list in accordance with God's word, so that we can see what true love is in regards to the false love that is expressed a lot within our world. And I know you're probably going to know the next one. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. Again, as I go through these virtues, they're to help us to see what we need to focus on and improve in as far as letting God work in our lives, but it's not for us to feel condemned. All right, here we go. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. All right, now let's look at the next part in regards to love out of 1 Corinthians 13. Love suffers long and is kind. That means it's patient. It's patiently enduring. It's actively good to others as well. Love does not envy. That means it's pleased when others are honored or exalted. And then love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. So love avoids pride, and it doesn't sing one's own praises. The next, it does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. So love is considerate. It's not suspicious or selfish. It doesn't keep a track of others' offenses. Then, it does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. So love does not take pleasure in the unrighteous acts or another's downfall, is basically what that's saying. And then last, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So again, as we look at that, love remains steadfast in difficulties. It believes the best of another unless convinced otherwise. It's hopeful instead of critical. It's positive instead of negative. And then it concludes, love never fails. Now, true love never fails. Because once again, we went over some of these virtues of what love is. Love contains joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's tender-hearted mercy. It's kindness. It's humility. It's gentleness. It's patience. It's a love that doesn't envy. It's a love that suffers long and is kind. It's a love that doesn't parade itself. It's not puffed up. It's a love that doesn't behave rudely. It doesn't seek its own. It's not provoked. It doesn't think evil. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It believes all things. It bears all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. And then finally again, love never, never fails. And you know why? Because God is love. And God will never, never fail you. God will never, never leave you. And so there is no end to God. And so there is no end to his true love. We understand, even though this is Valentine's Day, a celebration where many couples get together or love is expressed to those that are important to us, if you feel alone, if you feel that you're really not experiencing this type of love toward you, or you're really not giving or allowing this type of love to flow through you, today can be a new beginning. So let's forget what has happened in the past, and let's start right now with this podcast, and let's ask God to help us to allow his love, first of all, to be received by us, and then to let his love flow through us to others. Whether they deserve it or not, whether they ask for it or not, let us be vessels whereby God's love is operating in and through us. And let us be able to realize how important we are to God and how much he loves us. And let us not doubt his love. Let us not think right now because maybe we don't have someone giving us chocolate or flowers, or maybe because the one that has been so important to us has departed from the earth, that we'll never be able to experience love again. No, that's not true. Believe the truth that comes from God's word. God is here. He is with you. He is love. And all that type of love that I just explained, those virtues that come from true love, you're able to experience it for yourself personally, and you're able to share it with anyone that comes in contact with you, as long as you are in God and God is in you. Well, I hope that you've been encouraged and that you don't feel defeated and that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God loves you. And so, until next time, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.